The DLP's Shadow Minister of Education rubbishes new measures to provide all parents with cost of educating each Barbadian child. The assistant and offender trial of former Calypso Monarch set to resume next week following an adjournment yesterday after two lawmen took the stand. Customs brokers blaming the backlog of barrels in the port on items being shipped into the island too late. And the fisheries sector accelerates shift to green energy amid climate pressures. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
The Democratic Labour Party condemns the release from the Ministry of Educational Transformation about its intention to inform parents about the actual cost of their children's education, describing it as an insult to parents. The ministry last night outlined that in the coming weeks, parents and guardians of students in the public school system will begin receiving official letters outlining the actual cost of their child's primary or secondary education, along with a zero balance indicated. Spokesperson for Education Felicia Dujon weighed in on the plan by the ministry, who said they're taking steps to help families better appreciate the true value of their investment in education.
This is not transparency. It is an insult to parents. Parents do not need any bill to understand the value of their children's education. What we need is real action, accountability, and results. Millions are spent on public education every year, yet there is little reporting, no public debate, no clarification on how these funds are being used. What we do need is better schools, safer classrooms, trained teachers, modern learning tools and systems that track and support our students, not these empty gestures that mock our concerns.
She called for total transparency on how taxpayers' dollars have been spent in the ministry.
Education is a right, not a commodity. This government needs to stop wasting our time and resources on letters that insult parents and start investing in the quality education of our children. For many years, we have been discussing educational transformation where millions have been spent. We request that the government at least tell us and send us the letters with every account of every cent that has been spent in those various departments. This is what we need. We need total transparency, not what it costs our children to go to school. We know the value of education of our children.
DLP spokesperson for education, Felicia Dujon. Two lawmen took the stand yesterday as the assistant and offender trial of former Calypso monarch Aziza Kerbert Tishe Clark continued in the No. 5 Supreme Court. Clark of Bonnets, Britain, Sill St. Michael, is accused of assisting murder accused Hakeem Stewart. Prosecutors allege that on March 21, 2019, knowing or believing Stewart had committed the arrestable offense of murder, she helped him evade capture by transporting him from Briar Hall to Graham Hall in Christchurch, an act said to be intended to impede his lawful apprehension. She's represented by King's Counsel Michael Lashley, Senior Counsel Angela Mitchell-Giddens, and Attorney Shadi Harris. The prosecution is led by Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions Crystal Delaney and Senior State Counsel Kevin Ford. The matter was adjourned yesterday due to the absence of Lead Counsel Lashley and is scheduled to resume on Monday. A 9-member jury of 6 women and 3 men, are hearing the case before Justice Pamela Beckles. As several Barbadians complain about the long delays clearing personal shipments at the Bridgetown port, the Barbados Customs Brokers and Clerks Association say much of the blame lies within the late shipping by customers themselves. President of the association, Louis Ford, says while security and clearance procedures at the Bridgetown port must be followed, many delays could be avoided if people ship their goods much earlier instead of waiting to the last minute.
So always to move earlier. Don't try to get your thing shipped. They'll be clearing into the December time. I mean, even if it does come, even if you do get it then, don't try to send it that thing. Try to send it earlier. Because as you know, more things come. The port has the same space to work with. So during the year, it's going to take you 1 week, 2 weeks to get an appointment. You can understand what happened around Christmas time. So I don't think they have any more place that they can go and spread out the barrels so they can have a secure area that they can check properly. So the issue is always the port and customs don't want to have the congestion, but there's checking cargo, you know, there's a lot of issue with drugs and guns and other things. So the problem really is the capacity for them to do classes. So if we had more space, you could probably get more officers and get more barrels come up on the port so they can check faster. But that is always the issue. People should be advised to move earlier.
Mr. Ford further acknowledged key improvements at the Bridgetown port, but says similar upgrades are urgently needed at the island's airport to improve cargo clearance. He's also calling on government to move swiftly to regularize the brokerage industry to ensure greater efficiency, accountability, and smoother operations across the sector.
The issue as it relates to custom brokers is that, I keep repeating, we need to get ourselves regularized. We have sent legislation all over every government department involved. We're just trying to get them to look at it so that we, the brokers, can make the profession of brokers better, so that we can offer better service. And the government can depend on us a bit more, because you know there are all the challenges with us being the intermediary person in the middle between importers or exporters and customers and import. I think we need to be treated better, and we need to get our legislation off so that we can manage our profession better.
That's President of the Barbados Customs Brokers and Clerks Association, Louis Ford, in the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition of The Latest is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Barbados' fishing industry is taking significant steps toward becoming a green sector as the country pushes to strengthen its resilience to climate change. Speaking at the first national workshop under the project Evidence-Based Climate Action through Artificial Intelligence and Data Innovation for Caribbean SIDS, Chief Fisheries Officer Dr. Shelly-Ann Cox reported a growth interest with fisherfolk in adopting renewable energy solutions.
Combating climate change through the application of energy-efficient systems through the value chain is a key step in building resilience. There has been a successful uptake of solar-powered battery chargers in Barbados and a keen interest in the introduction of hybrid and electric-powered outboard engines and hybrid inboard engines, demonstrating that fisherfolk are willing to input costs and improve their operations. Looking towards the future, renewable ocean energy systems may offer solutions for reducing the industry's heavy dependence on fossil fuels. At the national level, there are innovators pursuing the production of alternative energy sources.
Dr. Cox added that the industry has already begun implementing new systems designed to support research, ensuring access to accurate data to help determine energy requirements.
We have installed vessel monitoring systems to support research that will provide the data insights needed to determine energy requirements. Just last month, we reached our 100th vessel monitoring device installation. We're up to 101, so this is a very important milestone as we roll out this data-driven solution to inform our decision-making. And having these things in place illustrates how fishing changes through time and space and provides an understanding of the length of trips, distance travel, and vessel behavior. This information is important when assessing existing innovations and determining if they are fit for purpose.
That's Chief Fisheries Officer Dr. Shelly-Ann Cox. Grenada's Prime Minister, Dickon Mitchell, is urging Caribbean governments to move swiftly to enact legislation to address the harmful effects of social media, including bullying, harassment, defamation, and the spread of false information. Speaking on a program hosted by the Government Information Service, Mr. Mitchell warned that unregulated digital spaces pose serious risks to mental health, social cohesion, and democratic stability.
We also have to fight the downside of social media, which is a lot of mindless, numbless, pointless decadence, right? Where all people do is troll people, abuse people, bully people, call people all kinds of names, and engage in the dark and the negative, rather than focusing on the light, the positive, and all of the important work that people are engaging in terms of trying to build the society and build the community. So we have to push back against this, because you see, even some of the advanced countries recognize the risk with an uncontrolled, unfiltered social media internet space, and the risk associated with how that could fundamentally undermine the kind of society we have and the cohesiveness.
That's Grenada's Prime Minister, Dickon Mitchell. Our top stories. DLP's Shadow Minister of Education rubbishes new measure to provide all parents with cost of educating each Barbadian child. Felicia Dujon says it's an insult to all Barbadian parents. The assistant and offender trial of former Calypso monarch Aziza Clark, set to resume next week following an adjournment yesterday after two lawmen took the stand. Customs brokers blaming the backlog of barrels at the port on items being shipped into the island too late. The fisheries sector accelerates shift to green energy amid climate pressures, Dr. Shelly-Ann Cox making the announcement today, and one Caribbean Prime Minister, Dickon Mitchell of Grenada, calling on his regional colleagues to look at measures to control negative output on social media. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.